There has always been a lack of direct service when it comes to the ferry connections between Sitka and other communities in southeast Alaska. But Captain John Falvey, the general manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System, says that's about to change.
What we're doing in Goon is we are rebuilding the dock so as to be able to accommodate a fast ferry class vessel, either the Fairweather or the Chenega.
The U.S. Department of Transportation announced a grant for $6.8 million in funding for the design and construction of a new terminal in Angoon in order to accommodate the fast ferry Fairweather. The state will match that funding by 20%, bringing the grant total to about $8.8 million for the project. Currently, the dock in Angoon can't support fast ferries or larger vessels. In fact, the only Alaska Marine ferry that does serve the village is the Lakanti, a smaller, older vessel used as a day boat. Falvey says the new terminal will not accommodate larger mainline ships.
This is why we're so concerned about being able to accommodate a fast ferry to get a little more flexibility, per se, into Angoon.
Angoon is located halfway between Sitka and Juneau, but Sitka doesn't have a regular fast ferry connection, making it difficult for organizations like the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, to transport patients quickly and efficiently from villages in the region. Frank Sutton is the Vice President of Hospital Services at SERCH.
What we're looking for is just ways to get our patients in and back to the villages in a timely way, and that would, you know, match up with clinic schedules and specialty clinics and stuff like that. A lot of it depends on how the schedules are set.
School organizations and sports teams will also likely benefit from a fast ferry connection between Sitka and the rest of Southeast. Jerry Hope is an officer with the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. He's also the representative for Sitka on the Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He says he's very excited about the project and its potential impact on the region.
So this is really welcome news. I'm really glad to hear that the funding has come about, both from the federal and the state. And what the Alaska Marine Highway System Administration had reported is coming to actual fruition. I don't know what the volume of commerce would be, but still, it's going to be undoubtedly really important. In addition to commerce, there's cultural events between the smaller communities and Sitka. And so that's going to be a really important area also, social cultural connections to be reestablished.
The project is currently in the design phase. Captain Falvey says he expects to award a bid to a contractor by August of this year, with an expected completion date sometime in January of 2010. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.